decides to get revenge against the Saiyan.
Well, as strong as Goku's gotten, he's gonna make your face look even worse.
What sort of fool do you think I am?
Soldiers, give them everything you've got!
Here they come.
So I just got out of the theater watching Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F, which I guess Resurrection Frieza. All I got to say is, Frieza, just stay fucking dead, man. You know, I've watched Dragon Ball Z for a long ass time now. And this is about, what, the second or third time I've seen him come back to life and get his ass handed to him? I don't give a damn if you got a new form, a final form, golden monkey you turned into or whatever. Whatever the fuck it is, man. You always gonna get your ass whipped. But I will say that this movie provided a lot of action-packed entertainment, I must say. It is much better, because the people, this is a sequel to Battle of Gods, which Battle of Gods came out last year or 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And this is the sequel to that. Battle of Gods sucked ass. It's very fucking stupid, if you ask me. It is canon to the Dragon Ball Z universe. And so is this one as well. They do mention Majin Buu and all the other villains that Goku and the guys have fought or stopped or anything like that. But, so basically, let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this. So we open up the film here with, see some of Frieza's minions, if you will. And they're pretty much training an army. They're getting everything together because they're getting ready to bring back Frieza. So they're looking for the planet Namek. But they can't seem to find it because they want to get those Dragon Balls so they can revive, Frieza. So they decided to go to Earth, trick some motherfuckers that was already finding it, and then they used their wish to bring back Frieza. And then Frieza, once he comes back, he's like, yo, I'm trying to get my revenge on these Saiyans. Me and Goku, we got one final fight, and I plan on winning. Not before long, his henchmen tell him, Goku's gotten a lot stronger in the past couple of years now. I don't even think you would come close to measuring to him, which we find out in the fight, too. So Frieza actually, for the first time in his life that he's been alive, he actually trains. He trains for about, 4 to 6 months, I believe, something around that time. And not even gives his body a chance to rest or anything like that. He just straight up says, once I've completed my training or whatever, let's go straight down to Earth and call this guy out. So Goku and Vegeta, they're training with Beerus and... I don't remember the other guy's name, but they're not really training with Beerus so much, but they're training with this other guy. I forgot his name, but he's actually stronger than Beerus. And you've seen him from Battle of Gods. He's Beerus is like sidekick or some shit like that. And, he's pretty much beating the shit out of Goku. I mean, he's making them look like goddamn jokes. They're all breathing and sweating hard, and they can't even get a fucking single punch or blow on them. And he kind of points out both of their weaknesses, too. He says that Goku, you pretty much won the fight just because of... You know, you let your body relax and you take your time in your attacks when planning them out. Vegeta is more fighting on an instinct of anger and not really, relaxed with his body. But he also pointed out that Goku's weakness is you get a little too confident and you don't strike with full force on your target or anything like that. You kind of give them a chance to live, which Goku, that's been like his biggest fucking weakness. I think that's what makes Vegeta and Goku so well together is when either they fight together. You know, one doesn't hold back and the other one is just looking for a good challenge. I mean, he even says in this fucking film, oh, your power is amazing, Frieza. You know, it's a shame you're a bad guy because this would be an interesting spar. I'm like, spar? Okay, I don't know if you remember Goku, but like 10 years ago, this motherfucker blew up a planet and tried to blow up Earth again. So stop talking this spar shit. I don't get why you're so impressed with this dude's power. He's a bad guy. Blow him up. But, so the Z Fighters, not necessarily Bulma, she gets a message from one of these galactic police, if you will. Not a Green Lantern. And he says, necessarily Frieza's coming. So she gets on the phone, she calls all the Z Fighters, they get together. I mean, you got Tien, you got Piccolo, you got Gohan, Krillin, and Krillin even brings Master Roshi. For some god reason, I don't know why, just brings him along. And Frieza lands, he's got about 100,000 men or something like that. I think even Master Roshi said we each have to take 120 men, 22 men or something like that. No, 170 men. And I was like, ah, damn. All right, well, hey. And Frieza is not shocked that they've beaten the shit out of these guys or whatever. Because, come on, he even said Piccolo's one of the strongest Namekians. He says Gohan is the son of Goku. I expect something from Gohan. Gohan even turned Super Saiyan in here, which, man, they didn't fuck this character up so much throughout the, I guess, yeah, necessarily when the Buu Saga kicked in. Yeah, I mean, you set him up to be this probably stronger than Goku and Vegeta. And then they just let him become the fucking weakest character. I gotta say, man, Gohan is fucking damn near useless, pretty much. I mean, even Bulma says, hey, Gohan, you can take Frieza. And he's just like, I could take his men all by myself, but Frieza, nah, not so much. I was just like, God damn, dude, what the fuck can you do then? Shia's like, go to the trunk, should have been fucking here. I mean, I don't know why they didn't bring I know they brought him up or whatever, but I was like, yeah, I should have just brought Go to the trunk. So after they knock out every one of them, which was a cool fight scene too, by the way, you know, seeing Piccolo and all them beat the shit out of all of them and stuff like that. That actually was a pretty well choreographed fight. The animation here looked great too. It was my first anime period for that matter, seeing it in the big screen as well. So that was also cool as shit. And being Dragon Ball Z, you know, obviously growing up with Dragon Ball Z, big fan of it. I think they fucked up a couple of times, but you know, hey, to each his own. So next thing you know it. And once they beat all them, Frieza's like, what, none of y'all want to attack me? And then he just looks at it, he's like, you know what, I'll pick one to attack. And he attacks Gohan in his first fucking form, people. I kid you fucking not. Gohan just got done pretty much taking out almost the whole army here or whatever. And then Frieza's first fucking form, that weak-ass form, he managed to damn near kill Gohan with one punch. Where Gohan's eyes went blank and everything, whatever. So they had to give him Piccolo had to zap him, and they had to give him a Senzu bean to revive him. But I was just looking at that like, God damn, you've gotten weak, dude. Shit. What in the fuck happened to this dude? I think that was one of my first complaints I have, not just about this movie, but about this fucking series, of how weak they've letting Gohan become. I mean, in the opening of the film, you see this motherfucker shopping and shit, and you're just like, okay, man, I guess it is based on his fucking character in a way. I mean, because even as a child, he never really wanted to fight or anything like that. I mean, the only reason why he really wanted to fight was just to save people and help people and stuff like that. So, I guess in this moment of peace, if you will, especially when you got fucking Goku and Vegeta around, what was the fucking point? But, Gohan, I ain't gonna lie, you're an insult to Super Saiyans. Yeah, you really are. I think that fucking Super Saiyan jerk-off bandit is more, has more power than you right about now. Because he has the power of getting banned on Facebook and getting some, restraining order sent to him. That's a lot of power right there, people. So next thing you know it, Goku and Vegeta, they receive the message. They hear, okay, Frieza's like, oh, hell yeah. You know what? I'm not playing around. I'm taking my final form. He transforms into his full white form. And he looks at Goku and says, you're not going to. And he does a little smirky bitch, too, whatever. He's just like, not going to turn Super Saiyan. Goku just looks at him and says, doesn't need it. And I'm like, yeah. He don't need it. You ain't shit. And then, sure enough, Goku beats the holy shit out of this dude to where Goku finally says, okay, let's stop holding back now. Let's use our full potential here. And then Frieza tells him to go first, and then Goku shows him his Super Saiyan God form, which is, and you know, people you saw from Battle of the Gods, where he absorbed all the Super Saiyan and became a Super Saiyan God, which was the red hair, but in here, he's got the blue hair, or he can fully transform into it. And I would assume training with Beerus and them is pretty much what's probably helped him culminate that power as well. So then Frieza transforms into his golden form, and even everybody's shocked that his power level has just shot up tremendously. They get into a fight, which seems to be back-to-back, but then Goku suddenly realizes he's getting his ass handed to him. But Vegeta's like, I'm ready to step in. And Goku's like, oh, yeah, I know you're ready to step in because you find out his weakness. And Frieza's like, I don't have any weaknesses. I'm perfected here. And then he punches Goku, and it doesn't even affect Goku because Goku just straight up tells him, so you developed this new form and you just came straight to Earth. You never gave your body time to adjust to this new power or this new form you have, whatever. So technically you're getting weaker, which is something canon of the Dragon Ball Z universe too. I mean, they said that previous times with all the Saiyans, at least. They did that with Cell with Vegeta, when he bulked himself up and pumped up to fight him. Actually, it was more Trunks, I guess, than Vegeta, yeah. Because Vegeta kind of understood it more than Trunks did. But, and then next, you know, Goku's pretty much kicking his ass. Frieza cheats and has one of his only henchmen left alive, shoots Goku right damn near by the heart and shit, shoots him. And that is until, well, it looked like Goku's about to get killed or whatever, Vegeta steps in. And Frieza's making fun of him. He's like, "Vegeta, you ain't you. I mean, what do you want? You ain't got no power to stop me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm a golden bitch right now, baby. Shit, I got my bling on, baby. Shit." And then Vegeta stops his blast or whatever. And then Vegeta transforms into fucking Super Saiyan God form. And you just like, you know, it's a shame that they skipped Super Saiyan 3 with him and just went straight to this fucking God form. But whatever. I'll accept it. I'll take it what it is and just go along with it, I guess. That was my phone, people. Fuck it. But either way. And, he beats the shit out of Frieza. I mean, he even tells him, he's just like, "I'm not like that clown. I don't fucking take my time or anything like that. I don't show mercy or whatever. I'm just gonna beat you to a pulp. And I'm gonna kill you." But Frieza even cheap shots that and pretty much blows up Earth. And Beerus and Weiss, that's his name. Okay, that's Beerus's, I don't wanna say lackey because he's stronger. I guess sidekick, partner, if you will. But he creates a force field and he shows him that Earth has been blown up. So what he does is Goku even beats himself up saying, "I wish I wouldn't have held back. I should have just killed him when I had the chance." And then Wise tells him pretty much, "Hey, you want to go back in time to stop this? So I can go back 3 full minutes. And then he says, "Oh, can you?" So they go back 3 minutes, whereas Vegeta's just about to blow him up. Vegeta's about to blow Frieza up. And Frieza says something about, "I can't be defeated," or something like that. He says, "Oh, no, no." He says, you'll die with me." And then right before he's about to shoot that blast into the Earth's core, you see Goku yells out, "Frieza!" And then he just fucking Kamehameha wave blasted his ass into pieces, and Vegeta gets pissed. He's just like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" Then he finds out that, you know, went back in time to stop this because you died because Frieza blew up the Earth and shit like that. And thus, the Dragon Ball. And then Beerus even then makes a joke saying, you know, "You two would be stronger if you learned how to work together instead of." Because you easily could have stopped Golden Frieza if you would just worked together instead of playing this egotistical mind game here. Movie ends. And I have 2 problems with this film. And I wouldn't even say problems. I already mentioned one of them. This is more of the Dragon Ball Z universe here. It's Gohan. I can't believe how weak they letting this guy get in. I mean, first form Frieza, it should be fucking simple to go. I mean, I'm sure if it was first form Frieza versus Goku in this state right here, if Goku's beating the shit out of his final form, I'm almost certain that Goku would have killed him with one blow in his first form. And the fact that he damn near killed Gohan in one blow in his normal state, it was just embarrassing. I was like, seriously? I was like, "Man, you're just as bad as Krillin was back on Earth and Namek back in the Saiyan days or whatever shit before, you know, they became Super Saiyans when fucking Nappa kicked his ass or something like that, you know, or when he's going up against Raccoon and he's just laying there the whole time talking about my body or whatever shit. I'm just like, "God damn, dude, I think Krillin does more than you in this fucking film." And then my second problem. Now, although it's not really much of a problem because they did kind of make fun of it. This is supposed to be Vegeta's time to shine, baby. Vegeta ain't never got time to shine. And if there was any more perfect time to get a shine to someone, it's Frieza for destroying planet. They even make a joke about that because Wise even says, because Vegeta says, "You think I'd work for you, Frieza? You blew up my planet," whatever. And Wise even whispers to Beerus saying, didn't you plan on blowing up Planet Vegeta one time? And Beerus like, shut up, you fool. This movie had a lot of comedy in it. Dragon Ball Z always had a lot of comedy, but this one definitely had a lot of comedy that worked for itself. I did have a good time watching it. It was really good. The action here was great. But yeah, like I was saying, this is Vegeta's time to shine, and Goku once again saved Earth, even though they made fun of that, saying, like, you know, you always get it. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a complaint, but it's more of a, I wish that it kind of would have ended in a Vegeta killing him. But at the same time, I thought the ending that we got here was still good. And people, if you never watched Dragon Ball Z, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. So this is mainly for Dragon Ball Z fan. When you saying these people, just like, well, I don't know who the fuck that is. The action in here was fucking great, man. I love seeing all the Z fighters come together and fight off all these soldiers. Goku and Frieza, you got those chills from that first battle they had so many years ago. So, you know, I think that the battle was just as good. Well, not just as good as the first one, but you know what? As far as a sequel go to that first battle, I thought this was really well. You felt the sparks flying, especially when you saw both of their new transformations here. And, it's like fast forward 20 years later, you know, this is what you get. It's not going to get a high seed from me, but it's definitely going to get a seed from me. If you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, I definitely recommend this film for you. It's much better than that Battle of God shit. That Battle of God shit was stupid as fuck. Hated the fuck out that ending in it. I want to destroy the world because you didn't give me the last pudding cup. Okay, yeah, shut the fuck up. It's getting a seed from me. I definitely enjoyed this film. I see why all the praise is coming from. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a very fun, action-paced film. The pace of it is really well. The direction of it is shot well. The storytelling, I would even say, is good here, too, if you're a Dragon Ball Z. If you're not a Dragon Ball Z fan, you probably won't get it, but if you're definitely a Dragon Ball Z fan, you got to appreciate the story that they brought and how they brought back Frieza, and even with the whole training thing of him. So, yeah, it's definitely getting to see it. Frieza, just stay fucking dead and sell. Don't get any fucking ideas. Resurrection C be going to be next or something like that? I mean, that's it for you guys. It's done. You guys are like sliced alone trying to relive your fucking glory days, and that shit's done now, okay? Goku's just gonna fucking kill you again and again and again, and if not, fucking Vegeta's gonna fucking kill you.
I think it's time you stop talking and start showing me.
I've been waiting such a long time for you.
No more tricks, no reserves.
I'm going to take my final fall from the start.
Surprised.
Of course, my vengeance must be satisfied.